This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 7 after the hour. Here we are progressing into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week we get together for an hour to go through the charts for the preceding week. This week will be no different than last week or next week. Well, in terms of what we do, what we are talking about, however, changes in some cases dramatically from week to week. So we start out the hour with Michael going through the list, the story list, the people list, trying to figure out what it is that has been on your mind. If you're listening to your favorite news talk radio programs, you're probably listening to this because this is a good accompaniment on most of the stations that do news talk radio, getting Michael's expertise, having been the publisher of this magazine for 31 years now? How many is 30?
33 years.
33 years, yes. Okay, there we go.
Yes, and if I mispronounce any names, it's because we're trying an experiment today. The voice you're hearing is not of Michael Harrison; it's of artificial intelligence.
Right, it's an AI voice.
Right. So if you listen very carefully, you'll hear little tiny mispronunciations.
Uh-oh.
At number 10, we have the NFL playoffs and the Dungy criticism. I think I got that word right. At number 9, the Santos drama is tied with the Tyre Nichols case. At number 8. The Ticketmaster hearing. Ticketmaster. Doesn't that sound like some type of a ominous organization?
Well, they are an ominous organization. They ought to be stomped out, in fact.
Yeah, man. So, like, the people can get tickets at a reasonable price as opposed to
going to the drugstore
to the man.
Right.
DeSantis' education policies are at number 7. The terrible wave of mass shootings is at number 6. At number 5, Trump's legal issues, and it's tied with his Meta reinstatement. Military aid to Ukraine is a huge topic with great consequences, and it's at number 4. The debt ceiling battle is at 3. At number 2, McCarthy's various House actions as the Republicans try to settle in.
His wife has thrown him out of the House. That's it. After she saw Marilyn and Marjorie Taylor Greene making eyes at him, he's been thrown out of the House.
That's not true. Marjorie Taylor Greene, home wrecker. or in this case, house wrecker.
House wrecker, yes.
Number one, we have the classified documents cases. They're all over the place. It's funny how this thing is playing out. It's playing out that there are just too many classified documents.
That's right. I want to know if you checked your garage to see if you've got any.
I have a few
documents.
Old classified ads, but whatever.
Well.
Nobody ever answered them. On the people survey, we have Tony Dungy at number 10, tied with Tyre Nichols.
What an awful name. Tony Dungy, you know?
Yeah.
My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather's name was William Dungy. He came from, there's a story with that, and I won't tell it on the Countdown Show, but someday I'll tell you what happened to him.
That you're about to tell me?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Don't you love people say, I want to tell you a story, and too long. I'm going to save it for another time, and then they tell you.
All right, so wait. I'll give you 60 seconds. All right, you ready? This is for everybody in the audience. Michael Harrison, Mr. Dungy had immigrated from Portugal, and most of the Portuguese that came to this country were very dark. He had settled in southern Illinois with his family and worked on a farm there. And about a year or so, they'd been on the farm trying to get used to how everything worked. And some how or other he decided he would go into the city of Springfield to do some shopping or whatever. And he was arrested by the sheriff because he was, this is 1854. So he gets arrested and put in jail. And he needs to have a lawyer, and nobody will represent him because they don't want to go against the local sheriff and the local policies, which were to have slaves, and this guy should have been enslaved. So somehow or other, a new lawyer who just hung out his shingle in Springfield, Illinois, got wind of the case, took it, and freed this guy, proving that he was a Portuguese national, and he wasn't black, and he wasn't a slave. Want to guess who the lawyer was? It was the first
Mark
case he ever tried.
Mark T. Salomon.
No, close.
Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. Defended my great-great-great-grandfather, who was allegedly a slave, but he wasn't, and Lincoln got him freed. That's a dumb story.
So not only did Lincoln free the slaves, he freed the Steffens.
The Dungies, the earlier of Steffens.
Yes,
on my mother's side. All right, so that's that story. Let's keep going. Yeah, that was enough of that.
That was an amazing story.
You like that story?
Yeah, it was a good story. It was very interesting.
Okay.
So we have Tony Dungy and Tyre Nichols at 10. George Santos. George Santos at number 9.
Good God.
Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
There's Santos and Santis. You notice how nicely that goes together.
Very nicely.
Hunter Biden mysteries. Sounds like a detective. Adventures of Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Big game hunter. At number 7, the aforementioned house wrecker, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hunter Biden's been seen with her, too.
I'll bet. I'll bet that hussy.
And Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah.
And Eric Stalwell.
All four of them.
Okay, do you know that Eric Stalwell had an affair with a Chinese spy whose real name is Fang Fang? I'm not making that up, by the way. But imagine a member of Congress having an affair with a Chinese spy.
That alone is an eyebrow raiser.
Never mind her name being Fang Fang.
Fang Fang.
Yeah,
that sounds like a name out of a James Bond movie.
It does. Yeah, exactly.
Fang. Fang Fang.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Kevin McCarthy. He's the housekeeper. Number 3, Mike Pence. he's the classified documents.
Oh my God, he's the thief.
Number 2, Donald Trump. He's just the man of the century. And Joe Biden is number 1, another important dude.
Here we go. That's it. There you have. So you know why Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the list this week?
No idea whatsoever.
She has made it very clear she wants to be Donald Trump's running mate. She wants to be the vice presidential candidate that runs on the ticket with Donald Trump. And she's pulling out all the stops, telling everybody who listened to her that that's what she wants. She told McCarthy there's some very interesting pictures. I think I alluded to them last week of Marjorie and McCarthy. Anyway, I find it interesting that these characters you couldn't write a better play. You really couldn't.
She's going to have to climb over Carrie Lake, who also wants to be Donald Trump's running mate.
Right, but she lost. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a winner. Carrie Lake, even though Carrie was cheated, and obviously the election was rigged, and that's why she didn't win.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, okay. So maybe the Monday Night Raw wrestling match
could
be between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Carrie Lake.
It would be a sellout. It would be the biggest pay-per-view event since Donald Trump shaved Vince McMahon's head in the center of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
and thus, getting him into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yep, exactly.
It's amazing.
I like that. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene would obviously win. The other lady, Carrie Lake, she looks like a wuff. And the woman who's the governor of North Dakota, who I'm surprised actually isn't on the list. She'd probably be right below the top 10, maybe at number 11 or number 12, because she said there would be no birth control devices, nothing that has anything to do with birth control allowed to be sold in her state, effective immediately. In North Dakota. No selling anything. So, but she looks like she could use it. People say when I say a woman needs a good needs a hamburger, it's sexist. That is, maybe I should say.
I think that there's times when I think that you sound a little sexist, but
really?
A little. I don't think because I know you so many years. I know what's in your heart, and I know what an incredibly caring and you know good guy you are. Mm-hmm. Like Tony Dungy, you know, he got into all kinds of trouble with the LGBTQ community.
Why though?
Because he texted something that can be, you know, transgender phobic, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. How many people are affected by that, though? I mean, on the other side of it is, how many people are transgender? And how many people are affected, and why are they so sensitive? Is it because they've been taken advantage of over the...
Because they're sensitive. People are sensitive. And, mm-hmm. and all of us have to... This is a time when we're reevaluating how we deal with sensitivities that people other than ourselves have. And it's of course it's minorities, because minorities are not protected by the popular culture. You know, if it's something that the majority does, it's considered mainstream. If it's something that a minority does, it's considered a cult or it's considered weird. Human nature and sociology is very complicated. So, I do think that we all should always be sensitive to what hurts people.
I do too.
I
agree with you. Yep.
On the other hand, when it gets in the way of, when it becomes righteous indignation and you go out with a chip on your shoulder attacking people who really didn't have that intention, and, you know, play gotcha and have them lose
like
their
Dave
job.
Like Dave Chappelle.
Then it's counterproductive. So it's something, you know, it's certainly worth talking about. And I kid around a lot. I'm not kidding at the moment. I mean, I think that it's a tough issue to deal with, and we should all be mindful and thoughtful about it.
All right, we'll continue to focus on that and other items here on the countdown. Brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, insurance for your motorcycle, for boats, for RVs. If you want protection on the road, on the water, wherever you may be, go to progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Or you can call them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE. That's the number to dial. That actually, you don't need to have any letters, but you can figure it out for yourself. 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com for Progressive Insurance. It's 18 after the hour.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind friend stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
I
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service, on your side. The week of January 23rd to the 27th in focus. Can you believe we're already done with the first month of 2023? Valentine's Day, 2 weeks away. Happy Valentine's Day, Michael, in case I forget.
Same to you.
Close to it. Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, so let's pick apart some of this stuff. That is part of it, and I want to get your thoughts. Is it more than a joke? The classified documents case is number one on the story list. It seems that everybody's got them, and the question that I have had all along is, why are there 50 million documents that are classified? How come? I think this is a good reason for Assange, and what's this kid, the guy that was in Russia, what's his name, Snowden. Right? Those guys, they released all these documents, and we saw, you know, why do we have to have all these documents? Who is they hiding this information from? Supposedly protecting. Who are they protecting? I want to know this stuff, don't you?
Well, in a lot of cases, you don't get in trouble if you're a government official if you classify something, if you overly classify it, than if you underclassify it. As a result, many things get classified just to protect people, protecting their backs in terms of their jobs. So that's one of the reasons this has been happening. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's hard to run a government. I mean, I the whole idea, in a weaponized, polarized society, politically weaponized, polarized society, how do you run a government at all, when everything is politicized, and then when it comes to secrets, top secrets, who is in charge of making something a secret?
And who decides what is a top secret?
right. Think about the insanity of that. It's hard enough to run a small business and keep things from leaking. You know.
Yeah. Right.
So how do you run a government? How do you trust anybody if you really have tremendous power?
How do you know that the when you're in a private meeting with your staff, you're the president of the United States, how many of those operatives that are working with you really like you or are loyal to you or are not going to write a book about you or are recording you? How do you know when you go to the bathroom that the Secret Service agent that's guarding the door outside isn't really out to get you? No wonder they all go crazy.
Pretty, it's an amazing state, isn't it, huh?
Well,
your thoughts?
When I met Bill Clinton the first time, I said, I have a question for you that's kind of stupid in a way, but I hope you don't mind. He said, go ahead. I said, when you came to the White House and you became president for the first day, the first week, how'd you know what to do? How did you know what doors to open, what keys? How do you know what to do? And he laughed, and he said, that's a great question. He said, the bureaucrats get you through it.
Mm-hmm. Of course they do. Yep, that's what it's all about, bureaucracy. Yeah. So number two is Kevin McCarthy and what he did this week. The number one thing, I've spent more time on the fair tax this week than I have for a long time, and on any I've more time on that than anything else on the Good Day program, because I think that it's time that we dismiss the IRS and the skullduggery that goes on there, and adapt something that's much more, in my mind, much more fair. People pay according to what they spend. As you see all this stuff and the politicians, the hardcore on both sides, no, we can't get rid of the IRS. Well, the IRS is illegal, according to a lot of people.
Well, yeah, and I remember when there were guys running around telling people not to pay their taxes, now they're all in jail.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I remember those guys. I had them on my program.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, let's talk about it on the other side of the break.
What an idea. Thank you. What didn't I think about that? There's Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 28 after, here on The Countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's it. MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Five former Memphis Police Department officers who were fired following the arrest of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old motorist who died days after a traffic stop and attempted getaways from the officers, have been charged with second-degree murder and booked into the Shelby County Jail. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
I'm sickened by what I saw.
Police body cam videos will be released to the public later today. CIA Director Bill Burns arrived in Tel Aviv this week for visits to Israel and the occupied West Bank, where he is expected to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders on both sides. Burns' visit was pre-planned, but it does take place during a significant escalation of tensions. A sudden death has happened to an NFL player that was just 25 years old, and the cause of death is unknown at this time. The Detroit Lions announced Thursday former NFL defensive end Jesse Lemonnier has died. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Again, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the celebrity of the hour being Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. When last we were discussing one of the issues, or some of the issues, the fair tax came up because it has been prominent in our discussions this week. And so you wanted to
You had said that we were going to talk about it. So I said, okay, let's talk about it after
the break. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know, basically, you brought forth the premise is the income tax system that we have, and thus the IRS, are they obsolete? Should we get rid of them? And many, many people do feel that way, that the income tax structure is not fair. There are too many loopholes. It favors the very rich. And the
thing I have against it is it's so complicated that if you run a business or you have any kind of situation that calls for deductions, expenses versus, you know, profit and loss, and it can make you crazy. It also opens you up to criticism and to, you know, criminal activity. So, I can understand why people want something that's simpler and that encourages business and encourages people to make and spend money in a simpler manner.
Well, there are a lot of people who say if there are extra, there's more money around, people will spend it better for the economy.
Right.
Gets us all back onto our feet, if you will. There are many people who said, oftentimes on the countdown list, certainly in the last year or so, the economy has been an important factor in our discussions. And one of the things that's becoming clear is that the people who are the naysayers who keep saying, oh, this is going to be a recession, yada, yada, many people, but even though it's not people-oriented, look at the facts. This past week, for example, saw every one of the indices, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's, the NASDAQ, the Russell list, all of them go up appreciably, which is a good sign for the economy. Automobile sales are very strong.
People, as a result of the economy growing. So, you know, what's wrong with this picture?
That's nothing. It is
nothing. Exactly.
People want to make it like there was something wrong with it. They use it for their own goals. The only thing that's a little tough to swallow are mortgage rates at the moment, but they're going down again. They went up for a while, and now they're going back down again, so people will start buying houses. Not that they stopped. I have a friend who's a real estate guy. He said his business last 6 months has been off about a third from where it was the year before at that time. But when the interest rates go from 3% to 7%, they double in a year, that's bound to have an impact on people and their desire to own a home.
Not to mention, if you scratch the surface and you ask him, you know, more, he'll probably tell you that but last year was double what it was the year before.
Yeah,
so,
right.
If it went down from last year, it probably went up last year from the year before. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes up and down.
I just want to move to another subject, if I may.
And I have nothing to say. I was squelching a belch.
Oh, good. Congratulations. And you hear it all here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with the two pros, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. The number 10 item on the story list this week, according to your research at Talkers Magazine. By the way, these charts are available at talkers.com and at Good Day Radio at gooddayshow.com. The NFL playoffs. I thought it was kind of refreshing, even though I'm not a football fan, I know you are, that we had sports back again. Now, granted, it's an important time of the year because the playoffs lead to the Super Bowl. People are talking about that. But in terms of the playoffs, do you have a pool going in your office?
No. No, I.
Who are you favoring? I know you.
I don't favor anybody. I happen to. I guess I do favor, but I don't know if they're going to win. I would like to see a Super Bowl between the Cincinnati Bengals and the San Francisco 49ers. But I'm not deeply emotionally connected to them. It's, you know, I'm a Patriots fan, but the Patriots really have left their fans out in the cold. They better pull it together, or I won't be a Patriots fan. I'm a fair weather fan.
How about the focus? There are two things this week about Tom Brady. One of them is the movie, 80 for Brady. It looks like it'll be a scream, and everybody is talking about it. It just is one of those things, right? You get those the ladies together that are all friends, and this was just a fun. They decided among themselves, if you read the story behind the story, they were all having lunch in some Hollywood restaurant, and I think Lily Tomlin said, hey, you know what, we should do a movie together. And then they started talking about what they all like, and they all thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could meet Tom Brady, or if we could have a day, you know, something. And so that's where this whole thing came from. They just loosely threw together a script. They all have fun doing it, obviously, if you look at the trailers. And Brady was happy to get paid $1 million for about 4 minutes of screen time. And so, you know, but the other side of the Brady thing is the rumors are that the Patriots, because he's a free agent, want him back.
Oh, that would be fabulous. One more year. One more year. But they have to build a really good team around him.
Bring Gronk back.
Well, even Gronk needs a good team around him. Gronk is not in the greatest of shape anymore. You know, it would certainly have a tremendous emotional, sentimental value for Gronk and Brady to go out as Patriots.
Yeah,
it really
smart on
the
their
country,
part.
It really has been an emotional trauma for the New England fans.
It didn't fit. It didn't make any sense for him other than 30 million bucks. Hey, what sense?
The problem is that Belichick is a difficult guy to get along with.
Well, but he's showing. I would think Kraft would be knocking on his door, and say, "Hey, we had lots of wins and made a lot of money. Now we're kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
Either smarten up or we'll go find somebody else."
Well, that's happening, and there's questions as to Belichick's viability without Brady. Brady is a football genius.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible general on the field.
Yeah.
When it comes to the offense. It seems that Belichick is very, very brilliant when it comes to defense, and the two of them gelled. The issue of, you know, who was it, Belichick or was it Brady? It was just magic. It worked well. Brady went on to win another championship without them. Belichick didn't. So that's important. But for the people that live in New England on an emotional level, and because emotion plays such a big role in sports, I think emotion is even bigger than science in sports. It's huge. And I think that it would be a very interesting way to end that chapter and then move on.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way of looking at it.
Well, you live in New England. Am I correct in telling everybody across the country? You know, everybody hates the Patriots, and I understand why. Because they
win.
They were the most successful franchise.
Right.
You know, they win so much. It's like the Patriots again in the Super Bowl, again in the playoffs, Brady again. Sure, but you have a resentment for that.
It's like the Yankees. The Yankees suck because they always win. Right?
Yeah,
the Red Sox and the Yankees thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And even the Yankees haven't won in years, and people still that hate the Yankees, you know, in
they
many
still
places.
Suck.
But, but for people that live in New England, the last 24 years or so, 23 years, has been a very, very special thing emotionally, and, you know, I understand that.
All right,
so too seriously, though.
Tied in with that, there's this now around football, especially maybe it's the season, but the focus on the players off the field and what goes on. We never used to talk about players unless, you know, the baseball guys, the football guys, we never knew about Bob Cousy's private life. We didn't know Larry Bird's private life. We didn't know, you know, go up and down the list of people who have played for, did we know anything about Ted Williams? A little bit, but not a lot. What about Mickey Mantle? What do we know about his life?
I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if I agree with
that. Well, but I bring it up because here's this NBA player, Matt Barnes, who has filed a restraining order against his fiance's ex-husband, who was an NFL player named David Patterson. They had an argument in a restaurant, and he spit on Barnes got spat on by the former husband of his girlfriend or fiance. We would never have had any of that stuff. Do you think, really, back in the day, as they say?
Wow, what a tough question. I don't know if it's more now than it used to be. Everything seems to be more now. One, because it's now and we're closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And two, because there's so much more news. But they were talking about athletes and their private lives. I mean, Joe DiMaggio was married to Marilyn Monroe. That was a huge story.
Yeah, I suppose.
Jackie Robinson's life and his...
That's because he was black. That entered into it. But he was also a great player. And it was the beginning of not bothering to look or not. But for
Mickey Mantle was widely known for being an alcoholic, and and that was something that people knew. Roger Maris was widely looked at as being some kind of a crusty neurotic. I don't know, that's a good question, whether or not the private lives of athletes are more, you know, news fodder today than ever before. You know, Muhammad Ali, I mean, look at his life. I mean, it was the stuff movies are made of. Look at all the sports biographies. Lou Gehrig, I'm the luckiest man alive, and his battle against Lou Gehrig disease, ALS. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to undermine what you're saying, though, because you might be right, but I just don't think that sports figures were unknown in terms of being celebrities and all that.
Well, maybe not to the extent, anyway. I think that was my point in part. 45 after the hour, this portion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Michael, you and I can sing, O'Reilly. If you need things for your car, this is the place to go. You get the parts and the service that you need, and you get it fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right, it's 48 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with a highlight on who is being interviewed this week in the MH interview, one of the many things that you can see and find out about at talkers.com. So who do we hear this week with you, Michael?
Fascinating, a fascinating talk show host, an outstanding woman. She's a probate judge in Western Connecticut and a daily talk show host. Her name is Lisa Wexler. She started her career as a Republican. She became a Democrat, got elected on both. she's a very interesting conversation. It's at mhinterview.com.
So how does she, a lot of people who are elected or in elected office don't go on the air, they stop because they're afraid that they'll have to give equal time. Will you explain that the only time you have to do that is when you're running for re-election, but once you're there, you can do a radio program and be on the bench or do anything else. I could be a congressman, you could be a congressman, and do a daily radio program, right?
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. I can't get into the weeds of the law, but yeah, you can. Oftentimes, when someone is running for office, they take them off the air. In Lisa Wexler's case, she's very good at just not doing anything political that would enhance her career or bias people toward her. She's very, very smart, and then we talk about that on the interview. So if anybody's interested in that, check it out. There's a lot to this one. MHinterview.com, a conversation with a really interesting woman named Lisa Wexler.
There's also a lot to what's in the content part of the Talkers magazine under the new format. I'm learning a lot more quickly. You want to find about some things about radio. There's a great article by Walter Sabo, who's a radio host, that's in the current issue of Talkers at talkers.com. Now it's 48, actually 49 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Television programs of all time in the history of television. This one, if not for just the iconic theme, right, from Laverne and Shirley, but the storyline, the two of them together, it was a great television program. You agree, Chucker?
That was a pretty good theme, opening theme, no?
Yeah,
very good.
It was. Yep.
Anyway,
yeah.
We play that because this day in TV history, January 27, 1976, Laverne and Shirley premieres on ABC. It was a spinoff of the very successful Happy Days, both rule the roost in terms of television ratings. I think they initially did Happy Days at 8, Laverne and Shirley at 8:30. Penny Marshall, Cindy Williams.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's correct. All right, I'm looking around at what is on the bill of fare this weekend at my local multiplex. Billie Eilish Live, they're presenting that. So why, what do we
see? Well, see, that's what they have to do to try to get people into the multiplexes, and there's just not enough movies. How many screens does your multiplex have?
16.
It's a lot. I mean, think about that.
Uh-huh.
During COVID, 16 screens. I mean, yesterday we briefly touched, or maybe I touched about it off air, that the Regal Cinema, which was in bankruptcy protection is actively seeking a suitor to buy that franchise. You know, I was driving home with a buddy last night, and he said to me, who do you think is going to buy AMC Theaters? And I said to myself, what intelligent entity would buy a losing proposition?
You mean Regal, not AMC. AMC's not for sale.
Who? Oh, Regal, correct. Yeah.
Regal, right.
Regal,
right.
But my point is, he said, would AMC buy it? I mean, I have no idea if they would have an interest, but it's not exactly a lucrative business at this point.
Well, but we've talked about this 100 times, and we've talked about it once. The movie makers are killing the business for themselves, and they're too stupid to look down the road further than 6 months. That's all they're doing. American business is famous for that. You only look to the next stock report, and that's it. And so you get these things like we're talking about here. I'm looking at the multiplex. Fear? I never heard of that. I don't know what that movie's about. It's probably one of the horror shows. You'll like that, right? What's Fear about? I never heard of it.
That's a horror film.
Of course it is. Infinity Pool, another new one. I don't know what that's about either. I haven't seen any promotion on that. What's that about?
I'm not sure what that's about. All I know is there's nothing new coming into the marketplace this weekend. So Avatar, Way of Water, and some of the other films that have done pretty decent in the last few weeks, we should hold up. The question is, will some of the Oscar-based films that have gotten awards like The Fabelmans and The Whale, will they pick up at the box office? I think A Man Called Otto, which I told you I think is a really good film, as a January release, eligible for 2023 Oscars, not 2022. I think this is going to get really good word of mouth and hold steady as a performer at the box office for the next few weeks. That's going to do well.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That should be re-released into theaters because it got 11 Oscar nominations. That's been on Amazon Prime for quite some time and Showtime. That came out much earlier in the year. And when it came out, theaters actually did very well, almost $100 million in box office take. But I think it'll get a relaunch with 11 Oscar nominations because there'll be curious people that want to go see it. And they'll probably venture into a movie theater. And it should do some numbers the next couple weeks.
Tar with Kate Blanchett. I've seen a little about that, and I thought I almost wanted to see it. That's come back. They have 16 screens, but they got 24 movies playing this weekend. And Tar is one of them. What do you know?
Yeah.
That's a long movie.
Well, she's getting strong consideration for Best Actress. Kate Blanchett, many say it's one of the best things she's ever done. That did not perform very well in this initial run in theaters. They're going to
what's it about? What's it about?
I think she plays a... she's a very work-driven character in the music industry, it's a character study on her job and how much effort she puts into it.
The Fabelmans is still playing. Black Panther is still playing. The Whale is playing. Avatar is playing. Puss in Boots is playing. Women Talking. That's been around.
That comes out. Right? It's hard to describe that film. You really got to watch a trailer. It's adult drama directed.
What about Living? What's that? I haven't seen a trailer of that.
That's a movie with Bill, the guy from Love Actually, Bill Nye.
He's
got an Oscar nomination for that film also.
Really?
The real question is, are people going to show up to these Oscar-based films? This is going to be an interesting barometer to see what happens.
Plane still playing. Someday one day, Megan, House Party. All right, that's
it.
We'll
see Megan, Doug.
Yep. No, I'm not seeing Megan. Chucker, thank you. Have a good weekend. 59 past the hour here on...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.